There are 4 city council seats up for election in Burlington on town meeting day on Tuesday. The Democrat running in the city's East District race is incumbent Richard Dean. An architect by trade, he says he has deep roots in his community and wants to continue to address key issues facing the city.
The city is something that really interests me, how it grows, how it changes. And so I think I came to it originally because of the changes that are kind of happening in Burlington, the redevelopment that's happening downtown. That was all intriguing to me, and I wanted to be part of that. But now I'm running for re-election because I'm wrestling some of the issues that face Burlington, affordability being the largest ones, also trying to address climate change on the local level, and then thinking about what we do to make sure that we can both retain people who have decided to make Burlington their home and to make Burlington an attractive place for young professionals and families to come, and for older people to stay with us and age in place if they can.
You mentioned, as an architect, the issues that are being raised are, you know, piquing your interest in particular this year. We've had the economic development that's going on, the downtown improvement district, the city center, and other things that have been going on that are very controversial. What do you make of the issues that have come up regarding development in the city?
The downtown improvement district is ballot measure number 4 that will be on the ballot coming Tuesday. There really shouldn't be a controversy about that one. The downtown improvement district is already there. What we're doing is taking a 4-block district and expanding it to encompass the entire downtown. And the other controversy that people have noted is that somehow this is a privatization of downtown. And that's not true. That's something, it's in the language of the charter. I'm on the Charter Change Committee. And then on the downtown, I'm absolutely convinced that we are going to get that project underway coming construction season. And if not, certainly then it's time to reassess.
Richard Dean, the district that you represent is not in the downtown area, although most of these districts do border the downtown region. If I'm reading the map right, it encompasses most of the UVM campus area. What are some of the unique issues in the East District that you feel need to be addressed?
The most pressing issue, and has been for many, many years, is the pressure that students put on the family neighborhoods that surround the university in terms of students who are renting in the neighborhoods and all of the quality of life issues that go along with that, noise, behavior issues and so forth. And I think that what I have said in my first term, and I'm certainly going to focus on in my second term, is that the University of Vermont needs to be part of a solution that relieves the pressure on the neighborhood, that builds more housing on the UVM campus, that would bring students back onto campus.
You mentioned that you're running for your second term. What do you think your successes were in your first term?
Well, I had the opportunity to work on the committee that rewrote the Plan BTV form-based code that governs construction in the downtown, and included as part of that a requirement for all large new construction to include very stringent energy standards, energy and environmental standards. So I think that was a big success for me. This Burlington Wildways Initiative is going very, very well. It's a network of trails for the city. You know, we're in our second year right now, and I want to keep going on that. I think I've been a very effective advocate for the constituents who are within my ward on issues of landlords and student behavior in the neighborhoods. I've been working on issues of stormwater. And I think I've been an effective voice for, and a very vocal voice for, the renewal of the Burlington High School. So I think those were some of the successes of my first 2 years.
Burlington East District incumbent Democrat Richard Dean faces progressive Jack Hansen in the town meeting day vote March 5th. Other interviews with city council candidates from this series are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.